Hi, my name is Peter Haig, and today I'm going to discuss the Image Factory pattern implemented with Azure DevTest Labs. If you're not already familiar, I wanted to show a few of the key value propositions for DevTest Labs. On this slide, you'll see things like fast, easy, lean, worry-free. We have some links in the resources at the end to help with getting started, but I definitely encourage you to try out Azure DevTest Labs. It's a free service provided in Azure. You only have to pay for the underlying resource consumption like compute and storage. Best of all, there's no commitment. If it doesn't meet your needs, you can just delete everything and walk away. To dive right into the details, we've been working with several enterprise customers who are rolling out DevTest Labs across their developer teams. One of the key things we've learned is that these customers will need to heavily customize the images that are available for their developers. We've listed the key reasons we've discovered working with these customers. For example, the setup is complex and needs to be standardized, or we want to only pay for the compute time and for installation and configuration only once, especially if it takes many hours. We don't want to pay it for every lab and every VM. The last bullet in the list is a really common non-negotiable item. It's that we have some required configuration and policies in place on the machine for all users. So this gets tricky because DevTest Labs enables a fully self-serve model, but at the same time, enterprises need to have control. So a distributed ownership, but control over what's distributed. We use custom images to resolve these requirements. So from the last slide, you know we need custom images, but that introduces its own complexity because now I have VHD files that I need to routinely patch with software updates. So it applies both to new operating system updates, but also software package changes, configuration changes, etc. So we have a solution that leverages Azure's infrastructure as code paradigm. Using the solution, we store definitions of the custom images in the form of JSON files and source code control. And then we have an engine that transforms those definitions into custom images. And then one of the last steps is the Image Factory also distributes the images out to other DevTest Labs. The solution is based in PowerShell, so it's Azure PowerShell, so it's portable to other orchestration engines. As long as the harness can run Azure PowerShell, you can run the Image Factory. During my demo today, I'll show the factory running with Visual Studio Team Services, but VSTS isn't required. You can run it manually or with Windows Task Scheduler or a host of other orchestration engines. So now, I already mentioned many labs, but I wanted to delve into that briefly. If you're not already familiar with Azure subscriptions, there are limits in place within each subscription in Azure. There's also limits and constraints for each of the underlying resources within a subscription. For example, we can only have 800 resource groups or 200 storage accounts per subscription. This means that we can't put all of our 3,000 developers into a single DevTest Lab or even a single subscription for that matter. The most common way of dealing with this level of complexity is providing a DevTest Lab for each team and then subsetting each team into their own subscription. On the right side of the slide, you can see a lab per team, and the team lead is the owner and the owner or admin of the lab, and then all the team members are DevTest Lab users. So when we combine the need for custom images together with having many DevTest Labs, we really need an automated way of handling this complexity. So I've already talked about the challenges. Let me talk about the solution in terms of high-level steps in the architecture of the Image Factory. My demo happens to use Visual Studio Team Services as an orchestration engine for running the PowerShell scripts for the Image Factory. So that's why it appears in this slide, but it really isn't required. You can run it out of other ways just as easily. The high-level steps are first locate all of the custom image definitions. Those are those JSON files we talked about. And then create virtual machines from those definitions. The definitions include a base image to start from, and then a list of artifacts to apply, which includes software and configuration steps. Once the virtual machines have been successfully created, we tell DevTest Labs to save custom images for each of those virtual machines. And you can see on the right side of the slide, we've got a DevTest Lab. That's our Image Factory lab where we're running these operations. Next, once all the custom images have been created, we distribute them to all the labs that need them. It's important to note that not all of the images have to go to all the labs. I'll talk a little bit more about that on the next slide. Lastly, we have a retention policy because we don't want tons of copies of the same custom image floating around. We can configure how many images we want to save and delete anything older than that. For example, we can save two images. We want to save two images, so we keep n and n-1, but delete anything older from the Image Factory lab and then all of the other labs. So this is another view of the Image Factory process that helps walk through each step. I haven't talked much yet about how to create that custom image definition, so let's start there. On the left side of the slide, we start in the Azure portal. So let's walk through how it's done. So starting with the Azure portal, here's my Image Factory lab, so I'll click on that one. The first thing to do is click plus add on the command bar to create a virtual machine. And we're going to start with a marketplace image as our base. In our case, I'm going to pick Visual Studio 2017 Enterprise from the list. Since we're creating custom images, the computer name, local admin, username, and password, and size really aren't that important. What's most important to include is the base image, which we've already chosen, and then the list of artifacts that should be built into the custom image. So in my case, I want to have a custom image that includes Azure PowerShell. So I'll select that one, and I also want that image to include Notepad++. So I'll select that one as well. And I've configured everything that I needed in the virtual machine. So at this point, if you haven't noticed this button near the bottom, it says View ARM Template. So this is the JSON required to create the custom image. This is the custom image definition. We've talked about that before, that we're going to check into source code control, and that's the basis for the image factory. So I'm going to switch over to Visual Studio Code. And this is to show you the Git repo. So this is the Azure Dev Test Labs Git repo. And you can see under the scripts folder, we have the image factory checked in. Now here you can see a folder named Golden Images. And we've separated images into different folders. So in our case, we have Windows Server based on the operating system, but this isn't required. You can choose whatever folder structure you want. So when we look at a specific template that we've copied from the portal, I'm going to pick the one that we just generated. And this is Visual Studio 2017. So here it's easy to see, this is the script we copied from the Azure portal, and it's easy to see that we can use any images as a base. So if we scroll down here, you can look at the gallery image reference. This is the marketplace image that we're choosing as our base. You can also choose custom images as well. And if we go a little further, we can see the artifacts in the list. So these are the artifacts that we chose in the UI. And here we have Azure PowerShell, Notepad++. Those are the two artifacts that we've picked. So it's great that we have this in JSON and checked into source code control. We can add and remove directly from the JSON. It also lets us track the history of changes since they're checked into source code. Since it's source code, we can handle it like other source code using features like code reviews or rolling back to previous versions or branching, pull requests, that sort of thing. These golden image definitions are the input to the image factory. So if you recall, first step was creating virtual machines in our steps. The first step was create. The Azure PowerShell script recursively searches the golden images folder for any JSON files and uses those as custom image definitions. So coming back to our slide, we started with the portal. We checked in JSON file for our image file definitions. In fact, we have four of them because we want to create four custom images. And we have our engine. And what our engine does is, in our case, is driven by VSTS. It grabs all those JSON files, creates virtual machines from them, and then creates custom images from those virtual machines. So that's the images you see here. So we have a bunch of images in the middle. I mentioned before that we don't have to push all of the images everywhere, since that would be a waste of storage. There is a way for each lab to opt in to receiving images. So jumping back to Visual Studio Code, let me show you the labs.json file. So this is in that same level as Golden Images folder. So in our labs.json file, we identify the labs and what images they need. And so we need two pieces of information to uniquely identify a lab, and that's the subscription ID and the lab name. With that, I've uniquely identified a lab. And after that, we just need to list out the images that should go to that lab. And in our case, you can either choose a folder and we'll include all of the images, image definitions in that folder, or you can have a path down directly to a specific image and we'll only distribute that specific image. If we go back to our slides again, the last step, so we have the images and they get pushed, like so for example, image A went to the first lab, A and B to the second, and just C to the third. And then our last step is the retire step. It's not shown on this slide, but we would clean up the image factory lab and then all of the other labs that we're pushing images to. Here's an example script that wraps all of the other steps in case I wanted to run the image factory manually from my desktop. You can see the steps here line up closely with the steps we've discussed previously. So create VMs, save images, distribute images, and clean up. Each of these are separate PowerShell scripts. Here's a quick example that shows Visual Studio Team Services as the engine that drives the Azure PowerShell scripts. In our case, we picked VSTS primarily because it brings any errors to the top, so it's easier to diagnose issues with the templates. And then the other big reason was that we can continue on a failure. Just because there's an issue with one of the templates doesn't mean I want to block the rest of the custom images from getting created and distributed. And then just to reiterate, Visual Studio Team Services is not required, but this is the example that we've created. So that's about it. On this slide, you'll see some key resources and where to get started or learn more with DevTest Labs. Thanks for your time today, and thanks for your interest in DevTest Labs.